Good morning. It is Monday morning. It is time for Monday's meditation. I hope that I can give you something something great to ponder on this morning. It is a bright, crisp Monday morning. When it comes to summer, I won't keep saying that. But we had studied for the last 2 weeks, or looked at for the last 2 weeks, count it all joy. The phrase in James chapter 1, and we talked about how count is an accounting term, but it's also to consider, to evaluate. But when you're considering and evaluate, you're counting your resources, you're counting what you have, what someone else has, all those kind of things. I gave the example of if you're going to mow your lawn, you have to count different resources that you have, dependent on if it's a push mower or a riding mower. Yes, a riding mower is fast. Mower is lawn mower is faster. It doesn't require much physical labor. You have to basically have the gas to put in it, and the time to ride around, which is much shorter than if you were pushing the lawn mower, which requires much more physical resources and much more time. So you're evaluating and you're counting. You know, you're making a little list in your head. Do I have this, 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 this? Well, if I have this, 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 I could do it this way. You're always counting. We're much more of an accountant than we think we are. But I want to talk today because I think that I love coming on and doing these things with you guys on Monday mornings, because I wish I could do them much more often. I know God speaks to us. He is always willing to speak to us. That's consistent with who He is in the Bible. He has always wanted to spend time with us. So as He speaks, I just have this overwhelming, as many of you know, overwhelming desire to share what He says. To me, it speaks volumes to me, and I hope that it speaks something to you. So as I finished up last week, my Bible reading, I'm going through a plan. I'm not exactly in love with it. It's on my phone, and that's new to me. I am a Bible in my hand person, highlighters and all those kind of things, but I thought I'd give it a try because you always want to do something different. You keep the Word of God the same, but you can do something different and you can be blessed by it. And I have been in some ways, because I put it on and let it play sometimes while I'm putting on my makeup or getting dressed. And you know, hearing things just auditorily, rather than reading them, is a different way to get that message in. And you, words, instead of visually popping off the page or standing out to you, you're like, wait, what did I just hear? What did I just hear? So it's different. So there's times when I listen to the Bible and I'm immensely blessed by that. But again, I'm not sure that I want to stick with this plan. I hate to say that, because you want to stick with something. But so anyways, as I was actually still reading on my phone in the Bible plan, I noticed a couple of verses, and immediately God spoke to me and says, see that counting that was done? See that counting? And it just different things, or He wouldn't say that same thing over and over again, but just different things that He would say. And so, you know, one of them was in Mark 5, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, and a great crowd followed Him, it was Jesus, and thronged about Him. And there was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. See the counting that was just done? That the author, the writer, God, but the author there wanted you to know it was 12 years. He wanted you to count how long she had had that. And had suffered much under many physicians. There's another counting term. And had spent all that she had. There's another counting term. And was no better, but got worse. So we're like, click, click, click. Hear all these negative in the negative column? Click, click. I had a little device here. It was a little pedometer-like thing. Not pedometer, little clicker, you know, tallies up as you click it, and it broke. So I can't get to do it, but you know, I'll do it and say it. But hear all that, that's tallying up in the negative column, and she grew worse. And she had heard the reports, counting, not one report, many reports, about Jesus, and came up behind Him in the crowd, many people. So she went through many people because she'd heard many reports, and she'd been many years with this issue through many physicians, and had still had many problems and gotten worse. Her problems had multiplied, so she had many more problems. and she touched his garment. One act. One, just one, as she touched his garment. For she said, if I touch even his garment, I will be made well. Do you see what she did? She counted, she evaluated. She was like, I have had all of this. Boom, boom, boom. She could probably tell you the story over and over again. She could probably tell it the same way every time and not leave out any details because it had been her life. And so she could tell you, she could count off the negatives that had happened to her, but she heard, and she believed, and she obeyed. And she, what she'd heard, she listened to the Spirit who was speaking to her to go touch even the hem of his garment and be made whole. And then I was reading a little further in Mark, and it's Mark's chapter 6, and the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that he had done and taught. And he said to them, come away yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. Okay, so they're telling, listen, all the counting terms, telling all they had done, and he said, come away by yourselves, so withdraw from all the people. Again, listen to all the counting that's going on. And I know that sounds funny, you don't read the Bible that way, but think about what's going on, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. For many, how many were coming and going, and they had no leisure, zero, another counting term, even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves, took the numbers away just by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all over and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, Jesus, and he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them. He saw a great crowd. He knew, he was counting. And the disciples saw all of this, right? And, he lost my place. And he had compassion on them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. They were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, now they had been counting. This is a desolate place. They counted all the resources they could get. And they realized this is a desolate place. He had said that earlier. And the hour is now late. They were counting the time. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages. Countryside and villages, numerous. And buy themselves something to eat. And he answered them, you give them something to eat. And they said to them, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth? Okay, they're counting. They already counted the crowd. They'd already counted, you know, where all they were going to have to go. Lots of places, lots of cities. And then they were like, that would cost, they counted about 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat. And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Jesus had them count. He had them count that. Go and see. And when they had found out, they said, five loaves and two fish. They counted and listened to what they had. It was paltry. For the amount that was there, obviously, it was paltry. It was not enough. And then he commanded them to sit down in groups on the green grass. And they sat in groups by hundreds and fifties. And taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. He presented to God. Remember that in a little bit. And he broke the loaves and he gave the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the two fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. Didn't like give them a morsel apiece, which a morsel probably wouldn't even be a bite full, but probably just less than a mouthful of more. So he didn't give them that. He gave them all enough to be satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Do you see the counting that's going on? What they started with and what they ended with. You know, in God's economy, we don't live in and breathe in the natural realm. We do live and breathe in the natural realm. But what I'm saying is what did Jesus do? He counted, but if he just stayed in the natural realm, then all of those people wouldn't have been fed miraculously. You see, Priscilla Shirer said it great. We're all looking for a miracle. We are praying for a miracle, but we don't want to be in a position where a miracle can actually take place. And she's so right. We count and count our numbers and our money and our resources, and we live and die by that. And that's not what we're called to do. Jesus took the natural amount, the numbers, and he presented it up to God, And he supernaturally fed them because he said, I'd rather go with what you can provide and what you can do. I'd rather go with what's in your economy. What do you want to do with this meager amount we have here? Because you have something far greater up there and you want to share it with us. You want to give us. You have compassion on these people. Jesus had compassion on them. He knew all of that. And he wanted them fed. So, you know, if you leave the counting up to me, I'm going to count good and bad. I'm going to count how good I did today. I did this good. Oh, wait. Let me take my other clicker out because I didn't do well with this. I said unkind words to my husband. I thought judgmental thoughts that were really not nice. And then I rehearsed them. And I rehearsed them. And I rehearsed them once again. Click, 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 click. Okay? Do you see that? That's what we do. We count all the time. We count, someone else did this. And so they did this to me. And they did that. And why did they do that? And I don't, that was so mean. And we count all these things. And God says, you know, count our blessings, yes, but he doesn't count our sins against us. God says that he loves us and he wants to share something far greater with us than just, even just food for the day that like Jesus did. That was great. But what he wanted us to see was so much more. So much more. You know, in God's economy, I trade my filthy rags to his righteousness. Go ahead and count that. Go ahead. Try to count that up. Try to count that up. I mean, you might, possibly, in my years being here, it would be really hard for me to count everything I've done wrong. It would be. I mean, I could probably think of quite a bit, obviously, but seriously. Everything I've done wrong, every thought, I've forgotten most of those things. God brings them to remembrance as I need to ask for forgiveness for them. But it would be almost basically impossible for all of years to count up everything. But trading it for God's righteousness, let's count up that trade. I mean, I have a son who's a whiz in math, and I don't think he could count up that trade. I mean, for his righteousness, you know, even Paul says, oh, to know the length, the breadth, the height, the width, and the depth of God's love. Oh my goodness, we can't count that much. Ask that woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. One touch, and a 12-year streak was ended. I don't think she was counting. I don't think she had said, I had to touch him 12 times or whatever. She knew that one touch from him could end that 12-year streak. Ask Abraham. It says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. It was reckoned to him or counted to him as righteousness. It was put in his positive column. One belief and it was innumerable blessings. What are you counting? What are you believing God for? What are you standing in faith and saying, I don't have what's here, but I know who you are. I know who you are. I know what is in the storehouses of heaven. And I'm asking and I'm believing and I'm going to step out in faith and count in faith. And I'm gonna say there's no other way out of this except you. There's no way out of this but God. Okay? Ask the widow with Elijah. We know that story. Elijah at God's command headed to a town outside of Israel where a widow, God had said, I will command a widow that will provide for you. Now, he had just been at the Lord's command, just been told to go to a brook and that ravens would feed him. And then the brook dries up. And God tells him, go there and I will have a widow provide for you. So he gets there and this woman is gathering sticks and he says to go get a drink. And then, you know, she's gathering sticks because she's already counted how much she has left. And she knows very well, because you can tell from the story. And she says, when he's talking about get some bread, she says, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. Now, it doesn't count like how many liters or how many cups that was or whatever, a handful and a little bit. But you ask any baker, they can look down there and they can evaluate real quick how much they can bake. Really quick, they can see, I can make two loaves, I can make one loaf, how big the loaf is going to be. But you know, what she had, if she's only gathering a few sticks, She already counted, calculated, and she knows it's not going to be a big loaf. And she says, I'm going to make a small cake, and then me and my son are going to die. She was already counting the days to her death and her son's death. This is what's going on in her head. This is her counting. You know, that was a really bad math day. That was a horrible math day for her. I hope none of us get into the position where we have that kind of math day, that we have enough for one loaf of bread, and then that's it. I mean, she had already counted the resources she had. Obviously, there was none around to gather. Or she would go and gather it. She was gathering sticks. She's not lazy. She's not going to starve to death because she's lazy. She had already counted the resources of her friends, if she could borrow from her friends, I'm assuming. Because if you are a widow and have a son, you go beg. You beg and borrow. Because we want to live, and I want my son to live. She'd already counted. She was out. She was down and out for the count. And so, you know, I thought about this. God's math is completely different. And Elijah already knew God's math, if you want to think of it that way. He'd gone someplace and ravens brought him food. There was no food around there. God says, go hide yourself. Ravens, where he can't provide, God provided for him. And you know, he already knew God's math, but he knew God. And he knew what God was going to do. And he had spent time with God. That's what I say all the time. Know God. Know who he is. You can't, I mean, you can count in your way, but I'd rather be like Elijah and know my God and count his way. Elijah knew that if God had told him, go there and the woman will feed you, then when she comes out and tells all the little resources, Elijah's like, yeah, well, that's what you have, but let me tell you what God has in store. He's already counted for you and your son and me too. He's counted me in with that little handful of flour and that little bit of olive oil in that jar. I'm going to tell you how God counted this situation. Isn't that interesting? Now, obviously, I don't think he said all of that, but in his mind, that's what's going through. And then he showed it and demonstrated it to her. You know, Elijah knew what she didn't know. I wrote this part down. He knew that her counting in the direction of death was about to turn into counting the days that the miracle was going to last, that the miraculous flour and oil was not going to end. And it says, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And they didn't even know. It's not like we knew 12 days were coming or 15 days were coming or 30. They just knew. Every day they opened it and they saw it was still in there. I remember when I went on bed rest, and financially it was could have been a struggle. And I remember one day my dad called me, and I don't know if we were talking about it, I don't remember, but I just remember my dad said, Vonda, are you looking for ravens? We were talking about finances, I guess, because I tell the story and I don't remember what led up to it. But I remember saying to him, Dad, I don't know how it happens, but I opened my checkbook, I paid the bills, and I closed my checkbook, and I don't know how I have enough money to pay the bills. It didn't. I wasn't working and I wasn't getting an income. And we were not at the time where we were like, yeah, we can do this. You can take months and months and months and months and months off and lay down for bed rest with no income from, you know, myself. And we weren't at that time financially. I tell people we were living paycheck to paycheck. So how we made it, I don't know. But it was funny when Dad says, are you looking for a raven? I knew exactly what he meant. You know, they ate for many days on what was supposed to make one loaf. God's math and man's math. One supernaturally extends, supernaturally arrives, because manna and the manna supernaturally arrive, ravens, you know, that fed Elijah. The other way of doing math can be quickly depleted and totally unreliable. It can even be slow to recover. If you think about, you have a job and I can only put aside $10 every paycheck, you know, that's a slow way, and that's the natural realm. You know, but we're as Christians, God says, count in faith. What's your faith column look like? What are you putting in your faith column? Are you reading God's word? Are you looking at those stories and say, those are people just like me? Those are people in desperate need, just like me. and God provided for them? Or is that what you study and count and evaluate? Or are you over here counting all the things that could go wrong, that may go wrong, that probably never will go wrong? Because we all know that many things we think of probably don't occur. You know, they just don't. But we worry and we count and we count and we count all in this negative column, which doesn't look like faith. It doesn't look like trust. And it's really saying, God, I don't trust you. I just don't trust you. I'd rather go over here. I'd rather stay in this column where I can see that 2 + 2 = 5. And I know I have my $5. I know I have my $5. I can see that. But what is faith? Faith is something completely different. It is not living by sight. It is living by what God, and it is living by who God is. Who is the character? That's what I mean by God's economy. You know, in our economy, man's economy, we're an addition of pluses and minuses financially. In God's economy, we are not that way. Our time is an investment in His kingdom. When we give of our talents, that's an investment in His kingdom. When we look at God's economy, we also look at God's character. You know, in man's world, we call that psychology. We look at who is God in relation to us. In man's economy, we call that sociology. I want to look at all of that. I want to look at the who God is. What are His attributes? He's loving, He's kind, He's generous, He's benevolent. And I want to look at how He relates to man. Because who is man that you are mindful of him? That verse right there, I'm going to tell you, is a verse that just totally floors me. Who is man that you are mindful of him? Who am I? But I know who you are, and I know who I am in relation to you. So I just want to encourage you this morning, when you're counting, and I want you to think about that all this week, every time you count, and think about when you read your Bible, when is God pointing out, Jesus pointed out to the disciples, how much do you have? How much do you have? And then He said, let's see how far it's going to go, and let's see what's left over. And they were full and satisfied and still had some left over. That's the character of God. That's who you want to focus on. Stop counting in the other columns. Count in faith. That's what He wants from us. That's what He wants from His children. Doesn't your earthly parents want the same? Don't your earthly parents want you to know that they love you and they care for you and they want to bless you when it's undeserved and bigger than you want, much grander scale than you want? That's a parent's heart, and that's our Father's heart. So I want you to, throughout this week, think about how much God loves you, how much He wants to bless you. Stop counting in that earthly realm. Start counting in God's economy. Start counting in faith. All right, you guys, have a great week, and I hope that I see you back here next Monday. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.